Hello, my audio boo friends. So, this is what? Installment number 5, is it? Of my crazy road trip to Toronto for the motorcycle. It is currently 3:15 in the afternoon, and I cannot believe the amount of rain we're getting. It is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. And I just have to change lanes here very carefully. I'm doing about 80 kilometers an hour, touching 90 every now and then, but not very often. I'm trying to keep it under control. The bike is still upright and still on the trailer, which is good. And I'm on the eastbound 401 highway. And I'm just entering the town of, or just passing by the town of Cobourg, Ontario. So I don't know if I can say that I'm about halfway home. No, probably not. No, not halfway home. I would say maybe 2/5 of the way home. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, about 2/5 of the way home. So what is that, 40%? Yeah. So I'm 40% of the way, and I'm, you know, going nice and slow and not I'm not hurried, and a lot of people around me are going very fast, much too fast as far as I'm concerned for the weather. It's absolute downpour. I was not expecting this at all. I knew that there were showers in the forecast, but probability of precipitation was around 40%, not 140%, as it seems to be right now. So, yeah, if you're following along on the map, if you check out the 401 in Ontario, sort of put yourself in Toronto and then go east along the 401 towards Montreal. So that's you're going to be going northeast on 401, and you'll see about 2/5 of the way through, about 40% from between Toronto and Montreal. You should have the town of Cobourg. That's Cobourg. I almost feel like singing that. Cobourg. Sorry, I guess I'm a lot calmer than I was when I first left. I've done probably about 100 and maybe a little bit more than 100 kilometers, and I'm confident that I'll make it home okay. I did have to adjust the straps once because of the rain. When the straps, I'm using these ratchet straps, so when the straps get wet, they tend to stretch a bit. So, but the bike is still upright and it's pretty solid on there. I don't anticipate any problems. I'm going slow anyway, just to make sure, and taking it easy over bumps and stuff. I've hit a few little doozies, and I definitely will be hitting more when I get to Quebec. That's going to be the acid test. Is when I get to Quebec, and I'm hoping to get to Quebec when it's still daylight and not nighttime, because driving in the rain at night with a trailer, with a motorcycle precariously placed on top of it, is not for the faint of heart, that's for sure. But undaunted, I carry on, and I'm sure that if Omani, Paul Omani, Omani Blog, hears this audio boo, he will say I'm definitely the madman from Montreal. So the M-cubed, the madman from Montreal. That's me, Slandy. Okay, thanks for listening, and stay tuned for, I guess, what will be installment number 6 in about an hour's time or so, and I'll let you know how things are going. Hopefully, everything will be copacetic, as they say. Bye-bye.